God's creation tells the story of himself. Here's an example. Have you ever looked at an aloe vera plant? I mean, on the outside, it's very intimidating. It has spikes all over it, and it looks like if you touch it, it'll hurt you. But the crazy thing is that on the inside, it actually has gel that will soothe your wounds. This is why we can't judge by outward appearances. And that's why God says in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, this, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look at his appearance or his stature, because I have rejected him. See, humans do not see what the Lord sees, for humans see what is visible, but the Lord sees the heart.'" Aren't you so glad that the Lord doesn't look at our outward appearances? I mean, if God only used the people who looked impressive and were the strongest, most beautiful people, then God would have never chose David or Moses. And he definitely would not have sent his son down to be born into the family of David. I mean, over and over again, we see God use the least likely. And thank goodness. I mean, David was the smallest, least impressive brother. He was the aloe vera plant that you'd never guess would be used to soothe wounds. But by grace and grace alone, God can use us. And his creation tells the story of himself.